Day 14. Hi, here's a thought for the day. Most people are as happy as they condition themselves to be. How are you getting on with rewarding yourself? Here is an interesting case you may or may not relate to. Doris was an energetic young woman of 29 who worked as an office manager in an insurance company. She had recently completed a behaviour modification course and had lost 30 pounds, 5.4 kilos. Here's how she described a recent trip to the cinema. While reading an advert in a local paper, I came across a movie I had been waiting to see. As I had nothing else planned, I decided to go and see it. On the way to the cinema, I spent time reading the ads on billboards and posted on bus shelters. Whenever I glanced out the window, all I could see were huge billboards for Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's and Burger King, full of people eating burgers, French fries and ice cream. At the cinema, it was even worse, with people eating popcorn, chocolate and crisps. At a guess, it looked like majority of people were overweight. But do you know what the worst of it was? Not long ago, I used to be like one of those people, and I wasn't even aware of it. Doris realized how she had been brainwashed in the past. She had been conditioned to eat without knowing it. Every day, we are literally bombarded with stimuli tempting us, urging us to eat and eat. We are so surrounded by these influences that we are no longer aware of them. But they affect us just the same. The secret to conditioning is repetition. Being hit by the same message over and over again, we become zombies, robots programmed only to eat. Only afterwards do we sometimes realize we have stuffed ourselves, even though we were no longer hungry. People at the cinema were shell-shocked by the media blitz urging them to eat and caught in a verbal crossfire of vendors shouting peanuts, popcorn, chips and end up eating without even realising. However, we can become aware of our conditioning.